What is up? What's happening? This is your boy Fearless Eagle right here on What's the Topic. Yes, I really do hope that you're ready for this. I'm about to do the most. We're going to be doing the most, you and me. Yes, and yeah, as you saw the topic itself, let's be racist. Let's be the racist one. Yes, let's be the racist one. I know, my brain was like, say it? Should I say it? Yes, no, maybe. Oh, well, just say it. So, yes, the title. I almost said topic. I think I was going to mix title and topic. Anyway, you never know. Yeah, that's how we do those things. And then, yeah, next thing, you got a combination of different stuff that you just said, which work. But, yeah, today's topic, like I said, is let's be racist. Yes, and I know you like have a lot of questions. You're like, hey, let's be racist. Are we being racist? What's really happening on What's the Topic today? And to be honest, like recently I've been seeing these shows where it's going down. As in, when I'm saying it's going down, like I'm speaking about topics, and yeah, you know, your social media platforms, they're not happy about the topics that I'm speaking about. And as a result of that, what are they doing? They are doing the most. They're like, nah, we're deleting this content. And the reason why we're deleting this content is because we don't agree with what you are saying. So that's literally what is happening. They not agreeing with my topics and everything and my content. And as a result of that, they are deleting, you know, the stuff off. Now, my question is, why are they deleting those things? Why are they deleting the shows? Why are they deleting them? Is there an agenda that they're hiding? Is there something that they're hiding? They're like, nah, if we let people listen to this whole show, people's eyes are going to be open. That's my question. But, yeah, we'll never know until we find out, you know, until we do the research and go underground and, you know, deep in there, and then we find out what's really happening. Then we'll know. But until then, we'll do it how we do it right here on What's the Topic. I'm going to get into a music session because I'm ready to dance. I want to dance. I'm about to do the most. And I really, really do hope that you also, you know, waiting for the music, you are about to do the most. So yeah, that is literally what is happening. So I really do hope you are about to do the most like me. But here is an awesome jam for you to enjoy. All I want is to know you more. So keep pulling me deeper in your love. My heart is forever yours. So keep pulling me deeper, deeper.
Out of bed, felt my feet hit the floor. Late for work again as I rush out the door. Spilled coffee on my sweater, I can't take this no more. Running out of steam, need you to help me, oh Lord. Feeling every bump and all the divots, yeah. Crazy path I walk, crazy life I'm living, yeah. Won't you pull me close when I lose my vision, yeah. It feels so good to live forgiven. Following your footprints in the sand, as you guide me with your hand, give me life like no one can. And when the crazy kicks in, your arms are open wide. Every day you hold me tight, pull me close to your side. All I want is to know you more. So keep pulling me deeper in your love. My heart is
pulling me deeper, deeper. All I want is to know you more. So keep pulling me deeper in your love. My heart is forever yours. So keep pulling me deeper, deeper. This life you've shown me, I give to you. When it's all a mess, help me to follow through. You bring me endless joy, like only you could do. Left me addicted to your love, so true. All I want is to know you more. So keep pulling me deeper. My heart is forever yours. So keep pulling me deeper, deeper. Coaster life keeps moving so fast. All these ups and downs, how long's this gonna last? No brakes on my ship, I'm barely gripping the mast. Here we go again, I'm taking life at full blast. Feeling every bump and all the difference, yeah. Crazy path I walk, crazy life I'm living, yeah. But you pull me close when I lose my vision, yeah. It feels so good to live forgiven. Following your footprints in the sand, as you guide me with your hand, give me life like no one can. And when the crazy kicks in, your arms are open wide. Every day you hold me tight, pull me close to your side. All I want is to know you more. So keep pulling me deeper in your love. My heart is forever yours. So keep pulling me deeper, deeper.
I know you enjoyed that. I know it was amazing. Good stuff. Yeah, you know how we do it, right? You know, it's the topic. But now let's get into the stuff. Let's get into the stuff. So, I want to find out, what is the meaning of racism? Before we even get into everything and talk about everything the way we're going to talk about it, I want to find out, what is the meaning of racism? So, I went ahead and, you know, on Google, I wrote, what is racism? And then got a definition from Google. So this is what Google says racism is, or defines racism as. Now there's also, obviously, you know, examples and, you know, nouns and all those stuff, all those different things. So racism is defined as the belief that different races possesses distinct or characteristics, abilities, or even qualities, especially, you know, so as to disguise them as an inferior or superior to one another. Yeah, so that is what racism is, according to Google, you know. And my question is, does racism, you know, like, really matter? You know, everything that has to do with racism, does it really matter? And something that's crazy, it's actually interesting, you actually see a timeline of racism. And yeah, like obviously it used to be there. You actually see when it shot up and everything, and yeah, like the level that it got to, which is really interesting to actually see, you know, when you're looking at everything. So there's like a whole timeline of, you know, racism. It used to be there, but it wasn't that hectic. And then the time when it hit your 1950s, 60s, it shot up. It actually shot up. That's where now people, you know, aware of racism. And there was, you know, this whole vibe of racism. And people actually made it hectic. Like, they actually hectically focused on racism and everything. So that's literally what happened. From that year. And it was really interesting to actually see this whole timeline of, you know, racism and everything, and how it actually shot up. Now, racism, it's a bad thing. Yes, it is a bad thing. And myself, I really don't think that it's necessary, because it goes as far as, you know, it determines who you marry. For some people, that's how hectic it is. Racism actually determines who they marry and who they speak to, you know, who they interact with. And something that's crazy is, you know, you're like, your South Africa, you know, had that also hectically. Like, racism rise, like, it was really hectic and all those stuff. And then, yeah, you know, as time went on, things changed, you know, had a different president and all those stuff. So you get obviously situations like that and things like that that happen. You know, it goes as far as xenophobia and all the stuff. But something that's crazy is you also find racism in your, you know, same race or same color. Within, like, you, for example, you get black people are racist towards black people as well. You get white people that are racist towards white people as well. And my question is, should it really be like that? Why does racism exist? Why are you racist? I mean, looking at our time, the time that we're living in right now, I don't think racism is what we should be, you know, focused on, and racism should actually matter. I don't think it should matter, because I mean, with the COVID and everything, all this stupidity stuff that are happening, yes, they are stupid acts like looting, all of those things, they actually, you know, racism doesn't really count. Like, we don't need those things. I mean, how are you gonna help your brother and your sister, or you in the situation where you're getting attacked? How is your brother or sister gonna help you, you know, that whole situation, which is really, really interesting. But we're gonna actually disclose that, you know, after this awesome, amazing track. Enjoy the jam.
It's for all my folks who got legal jobs.
Never thought we'd see it. Now we live in proof. Tell the world to believe it. Congratulations. Thank God we made it. They told us we was nothing. Now I know they hate it.
But a dope dealer, but a hope killer. Supposed to brag on the guns and the coke kilos. Dropping mollies in a coke zero. Ashamed of my education. That I'm finally off probation. That I quit smoking, got a wife and kids. And I'm a real father, no faking. See, I'm a black man who beat them. I'm supposed to be locked up with no job. Never should have went to college or learned who God is. You add it up, it's all hard. See, I never knew my pops. I've been abused, ran from the cops. I went to school, high on them crops. Wasn't a thug, never been shot. Running from God, man, turning my back. Never would have made it, Marvin sat. But he opened up my eyes and I can't look back. Why they look surprised, I just took my cap. Yeah, he did it, yeah. He did it, yeah. He changed me and I wear that. He made me what I'm supposed to be. You get close to me, you might get it, yeah.
We ain't supposed to be here. Never thought we'd see it. Now we live in proof, tell the world.
I'm supposed to be dead or in jail right now.
Congratulations.
But instead I'm sharing my gift with the world.
They told us we was nothing. Now I know they
turn
hate
up.
It.
Supposed to be here.
Be here.
I ain't even supposed to be living.
Yeah.
The world is set up for me to be dead broke or somewhere locked up in prison. Yeah, I know they be watching.
Okay.
And yeah, I know they be listening. And yeah, I know the hip hop police probably plotting for me to be missing and cover it up with the cliche okie doke. And blame it on the pain pill overdose. From the city where they love to hate, but I still got love for my homies though. Cause they don't wanna see us ball out.
Wanna see us ball out.
But we do it anyway.
But we do it anyway.
Got a meal in the bank.
Got a meal in the bank.
Another two up in the safe.
Another two up in the safe.
Cause I do it every day. No, me. Ain't no rumors in the A. All they say is that I cut a fool in the A. Don't assume anything. I'm a fool with the pay. I'll be doomed to your day.
We ain't supposed to be here. Never thought we'd see it. Now we live in proof. Tell the world.
I'm supposed to be dead in jail right now.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. My gift for the world.
They told us we was nothing. Now I know they
what's up?
Working her way through college, trying to put food in the son's mouth. On the pole for them dollars, she was looking for some solace. Told the Lord, I promise, I'm headed to the hills with my heels on. What it feels ain't attached to the billfolds. No copping feels from no Uncle Phil, just Phil Jackson, coach her. And get her out that game where they losing their dignity for a coach first. No skirts, just skirt. Found another way around the road work and left that fine establishment. It's like our whole life is having a growth spurt. She out the game and they hate it. She made it.
Haters.
They ain't nothing but some shellfish in a bucket. Probably get crabs if you touch it. Now she graduated from college. Scratch that. Graduated with honors. Little man got a little cap and gown. Looked at him matching his mama. Yeah.
We ain't supposed to be.
Round of applause to all the ladies out there. Who didn't let anybody tell them what they could or couldn't be. And they kept their dignity while doing it. Congratulations. Proud of you, mama.
Close to the number one co-sign of Don Cannon. Shout out to the whole academy. Mr. Thanksgiving, what's up? Trent Center, what's up, homie? Kefka Lake Show. Shout out to Double O and Pat. V Tweezy. D Rich, holla at me. K.E., give me right real quick.
So hey guys, this is Sean from Hillsong Pretoria. You're listening to Active FM, and that Christ music is hot music. See you later, man.
So ladies and gentlemen, myself, I really do think that this racism stuff is complete nonsense. It shouldn't be there, and it shouldn't also, you know, go as far as, you know, determining who you get married to, you know, who you interact with, you know, friends. I mean, when I was growing up, there was no such thing as color. Like, I saw another child, there's a child that I play with. I was like, that's my friend right there. I'm playing with him, whether he's black, white, colored, Indian. And then, you know, obviously as time goes on, now because of society and how people think, then you start seeing, okay, this, that. But at the end of the day, I really don't think, you know, that should matter. I really don't think, you know, color matters and all the stuff. But it's crazy because you do find racism, you know, with black people against black people, white people against white people and all the stuff. But at the end of the day, I think that shouldn't be, you know, the case. That shouldn't really be there, you know, to matter and everything. So my solution is get to God. Get to know the Bible. I mean, when it comes to the kingdom of God, there's no race, there's no color, there's no gender. Like, it's a whole different world. It's actually a whole different world. And I think this racism and all those things came from the devil. So if you out here being racist, yeah, okay. In fact, let me not say it because some people might get upset and everything. But yeah, I do really think that if you out here being racist, you're actually doing the devil's work. So yeah, if you wanna be in those shoes, then you gotta change. And how do you change? You get to the Lord, get to the Word of God, and find out what are the values of the kingdom of heaven and what type of a person do you need to be according to the Bible. I mean, you need to use the Bible, you know, as a mirror, reflecting, you know, your whole life against the Bible. That's what, that is literally what you gotta do. So I really do hope this show really did help you. I really do hope you took some notes. You now aware of some other things. And yeah, like literally you're just gonna self-examine everything within your life and, you know, other people and everything. And also go out there and help other people as well. I really do encourage you to do that. Go and help someone else. You know, if they're battling whichever area that they're battling in, and you know, see the problem, and you know you can solve the problem, help them. Do definitely help them. For myself, Fearless Eagle, I'm about to love you and leave you. Yes, I'm about to say cheers. In fact, I'm saying cheers. So if it's good morning to you, good morning. If it's good evening. If it's good afternoon, if it's good night, now you can sleep nice. Yeah, so yeah, all the best. Myself, Fearless Eagle, I'll see you here, you know, same time, same place, wherever, whenever, you know, different time zones, because you can get the show in the night, evening, afternoon, morning, and I know all over the world, people get the show. They listen to what's the topic. So I'm signing out, peacing out, and yeah, God bless, God bless, and I really do hope you prosper in everything. Peace.
Like what you're listening to? Follow us on Gab and Twitter at ActiveFM. Instagram at ActiveFM777 and Facebook at /ActiveFM.
With all of my heart and soul, my Jesus, you're here right now, holding me through it all, holding me through it all. Nothing's gonna hold me back from your failing love. Nothing's gonna change your heart. Nothing's gonna change your heart. Finding you, Jesus, your presence is my home.